Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
You ready for the word? All right, let's get right into it. Open your Bible with me, if you would, today to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. It's great to gather, isn't it? I mean, it's good to see you here. And they tell me that we have a record outside in the drive-in church, and people are enjoying the blow-ups right now and watching outside. It's great for the weather. Amen? I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Couldn't happen without you, so appreciate you so much. We're talking about last weekend and this weekend, I think something very relevant to where you and I are living right now, going through COVID, and we're going to go through it, and we're going to come out on the other side better and stronger in Jesus' name, and our best days are ahead, because you are more than a conqueror, amen, and you are a world overcomer, and this is the victory, right, even our faith that overcomes the world. So we want to build our faith today. And my job is to equip you to go through COVID. That's what my job is. So I'm not here to entertain you. You know, I'm not good at that. But I want to equip you and prepare you to go through and come out better and not bitter. So we're talking about how can I forgive them? Last weekend was part one. This weekend is part two. We finish it today. And you say, Pastor, what's this all about? Well, it's all about getting hurt during COVID. And every one of us have. If you haven't yet, then you've been in isolation. You've been in quarantine at your house, okay? Well, you probably got hurt there as well, amen? So we all can relate because people are hurting now more than ever before. And we know the phrase, hurt people hurt people. But we've carried a little bit farther and hurt people hurt because they hold on to their hurts. Hurt people hurt because they hold on to their hurts. Last weekend, I gave you 8 things that happen when we hold on to our hurts. You know, all of us have hurt and are hurting in some way, form, or fashion through COVID. And you and I, we want to know how to deal with those hurts so that we don't live hurt and so we don't hold on to our hurts and hurt those we love the most. Amen, everybody? So let's look at it in Matthew 24. If you got your Bible, Matthew 24, and Matthew 24 is talking about end times, the last days. And we are in the last of the last days. We all agree with that. And it gives you a list of things, earthquakes, pestilence, viruses, you know, all the things that we're going through, turmoil, division, wars, all that's happening right now. It gives a list of that in Matthew 24. But I want you to see something right in the middle of where it says all these things are a sign of the end times. They're going to increase. You know, somebody might say, well, Pastor, there's always been earthquakes, not as many as there are today, not as frequently as there is today. The Bible says in the last days, there's going to be depression. Did you know that? Depression on the earth like never before. Somebody might say, Pastor, there's always been depression, not like there is today. Try to get into a clinic. Try to get into a doctor's office right now. Try to get in for some counseling right now. You know, the waiting period is amazing right now for those kinds of services. So right in the middle of this list, I want you to see something. It talks about getting offended. Getting offended is a sign of the end times. Pastor, we've always been offended and we've always gotten hurt in life. Not like now. Not in the degree that we're all going through. So let's look at it. And then many shall be offended. Everyone say offended. Many will be offended or hurt and shall betray one another. Watch. What follows an offense or a hurt? Betrayal. Betraying one another. Turning on one another. Turning one another in. And shall hate one another. Anger and hatred. Now, I want to give it to you. That's the King James Version. I want to give it to you from the Young's Literal Translation because it's very interesting. And then in the last days, many be stumbled. Notice that for the Young's literal translation, and that's the most accurate you can get of the Bible, the Young's, notice for the word offend, it uses the word stumble. So we learn something, don't we, church? We learn that through an offense, if I take that hurt and I hold on to that hurt, it will cause me to stumble and I won't finish my race and finish strong. It'll cause me to stumble and trip up. We've all heard it. John Bevere, he's been here. Great book on the bait of Satan. Remember John Bevere's book called The Bait of Satan? The whole book is about offenses. So notice, then many shall be stumbled, and they shall deliver up one another, betray one another, turn on one another, turn one another in, and shall hate one another. Let me give you one more translation of the same verse. Then many will, oh, look at this. This is the passion. Then many will what? Stop following Jesus. So notice that an offense or a hurt, hurt people, we got that. But hurt people hurt because they're holding on to the hurt. And notice that if I hold on to that offense, it will cause me to eventually stumble, trip up, fall into the devil's trap, and I'll stop going to church. I'll stop serving the Lord. I'll stop following the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. In other words, I'll backslide. My heart will draw cold, and I'll be indifferent to the things of God. I build up walls. I stop trusting people. I stop believing in people. And it all started with a hurt. How in the world can we forgive those who've hurt us through this thing we're all going through called COVID? Many will stop following me, and they'll fall away, and they'll betray one another, and they will hate one another. Now, I don't want you to raise your hand, and I don't want you to honk the horn, and I don't want you to talk to the host on the chat room right now about this, but we all can think of people who started out with us in this race. I'm looking around at this facility right here that was built in 1985. And I'm thinking of the people that were with me then that aren't with me now. Sure, a lot of them moved out of town. Some have even passed away. Others have gone to another church. That's okay. But then there are others who aren't serving God at all. What happened? Here's what I know. As a pastor for 45 years, you can always trace it back to a hurt. You can always trace it back to an offense. You can always trace it back to a misunderstanding. You can always trace it back to they got hurt and they held on to the hurt. They were offended and they stumbled and they're not finishing strong. They're out of the race. They're out of God's grace. They're out of God's place and they're not going to finish strong. And what's happening? The witness has gone. The purpose for living is no longer there and they've stopped following the Lord. And it all started with a hurt that happened, and we all get hurt, and I'm sorry for that, but you know, we're in a hurting world, we're in a broken world, but we know that it's going to come, right? In fact, let me give you now seven ways on how and what to do, how to forgive that person who hurt us. Last week, again, I gave you 8 things that will happen if we don't forgive them. But Pastor, how in the world? You don't know what they did to me. I mean, it devastated me. I'm sorry for that. I wish it hadn't happened, but it did happen. Now, let's not forget that forgive in the Bible, it means to let it go, let it drop, and get on with your life. Pastor, that doesn't connect with me, doesn't resonate with me. Okay, I'm supposed to let it go, let it drop, get on my... How in the world do I do that? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Amen. So for those of you that wasn't a good enough definition, I went to Wikipedia. And Wikipedia says this, the word forgive means a change of attitude towards the person who hurt us. A change of attitude towards the person who hurt us, followed by a change of behavior, how we're treating them. To really forgive somebody, this is Wikipedia, I have a change of attitude towards them and I have a change of behavior, how I'm treating or talking about them. But watch this. Here's the good part. Resulting in freedom from bondage and bringing total transformation in my life. Isn't that good, everybody? So really, when we forgive them, we're not forgiving them for them. We're forgiving them for ourselves. Because if we hold on to that hurt, and we're going to then what? Hurt. And if we're hurting, we're going to hurt those we love the most. So we have to know what to do. How can I forgive them? They may not deserve it. They may have been in the wrong, but yet it's too much of a cost for you and I to hold on to the hurt that they did to us. It's like drinking poison, right? And so we don't want to do that. So what do we do? Seven things. Number one, they all start with the letter R. R, you know, a pirate, R, matey, they all start with R, okay? So the first thing is, I have to realize it's just going to happen. I have to realize it's just going to happen. You know, the other day I was in Deerbergs, and I've gone to that particular Deerbergs for 20 years, and I was going out the exit that's now closed. So the cashier yelled at me, "Don't go out that way, I just see the sign." And I'm thinking, man, it's a habit, lady, it's a habit. I got to break the habit. I wasn't doing it on purpose. I wasn't rebelling, you know. Now, I could have got tiffed at that and said, "I'm going to Aldi's." And I think I might, praise God. But you know, it's just going to happen, isn't it? I mean, we got to realize that we're in a broken world. We're in a cursed world, and it's just going to happen. Realize that the world is hurting like never before, and people are hurting people like never before. But you and I are in the world, but we're not of the world, right? So look what the Bible says in Luke 17, verse 1. "Then said he unto his disciples, it's impossible." It's impossible, but that offenses, they will come. So Jesus himself, red letter, he said, it's impossible to live a life without getting hurt. It's impossible to live a life without getting offended. But the key is to know how to respond to it the right biblical way. So number one, realize they're going to come. Number two, recognize it's a trap. It's a trap to trip us up, to get us to stumble, get us off course, and not finish our race. So realize that it's not really that person, it's the spirit behind the person. Recognize it's a trap and who is behind it. Bible says that be careful, watch out for attacks from who? Satan. Be careful and watch out for attacks from Satan, your great enemy. So who is our enemy? Not the Democrats, not the Republicans, not the Libertarians, not black people, not white people, not brown people, not old people, not young people. What? Our neighbor's not our enemy. Really, seriously, who is our real enemy? Satan, the devil, our adversary. So it's the spirit behind the person. It's the spirit behind the person. All of us are influenced by some kind of a spirit. Hopefully all of us in this room and those of you online and those of you in the drive-in, out in the blow-ups, we're influenced by the Holy Spirit. And not an evil spirit. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And the reference there is to the Holy Spirit and evil spirits. Greater is he, the Holy Spirit, that's in you than the evil demonic spirits that are in the world. So be careful. Watch out for attacks from Satan, your great enemy. He prowls around like a hungry, roaring lion, looking for some. And you and I are not going to be a part of the some. Some victims to tear a heart. We do know that the Bible teaches us that there are evil spirits assigned to countries, nations, cities, villages, subdivisions. You do know that. You know, I know you know this because you guys, you got it. I know you know this. You can drive into a city and feel the darkness in that city. You can drive into a county. You can cross a county line, and you can pick up on there's a difference here, a neighborhood, a subdivision. Why is that? Because the Bible clearly states principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, right? And rulers of darkness, different levels of Satan's kingdom, and he assigns spirits to homes, to neighborhoods, to villages, to subdivisions, cities, states, and countries. So we need to understand that we need to recognize that the person that hurt us really isn't our enemy. It's the spirit behind that person. Y'all with me, family? This helps us to forgive them. Number three, refuse to be offended. It really is a choice, right? We can take that hurt, or we can hold on to that hurt and then be hurt and hurt people, or we can do what we should do with that hurt and unload that hurt on the Lord. Unload our hurt on the Lord. He said, cast our burden on him, and he will sustain us. Amen. You see, if I'm running to people more than I'm running to God with my hurts, then I have a closer relationship with people than I do God. I'm going to run, bump, 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 bump. Let's replay that. If I'm running to people with my hurts more than running to God with my hurts, I have a closer relationship with people than I do the Lord. Whoever I have a closest relationship with, I run to them first. Well, that was worth coming out on Sunday morning. That's powerful right there. So refuse to be offended. What do we have to do, Pastor? Control our emotions. And I need help controlling my emotions. You know, I think I got it all together. And then, you know, you go to a restaurant and you don't get waited on properly and your old flesh comes out. Now, don't look at me like that. Amen. I mean, for some of us, before we get out of the parking lot, amen. But some of us, before we get our snow cone today out at the food truck, amen. No, not really. So we refuse. It's a choice. We refuse to be offended. Now watch this. Here's what I know. They teach you this, that in working out in a gym, that little disciplines build into big disciplines, right? I tell you, you know, if you get this down working out in the gym and you do this correctly, you do it consistently, you're building a little discipline, and build as many little disciplines as you can, and it'll go into a great big discipline. You need it when you need it for something big, right? It's called the compound effect. Well, what happens when you and I choose to refuse to be offended and we ask the Holy Spirit to help us control our emotions? Because I need his help. I can't do it on my own. What are we doing every time we do that? Building our character. Oh my goodness, we're building our character. I know it's not fun, but it's right. We're building our character. What's the big deal? It is a big hairy deal because God promotes character and not charisma. So think about it. Every time we choose to take the high road, every time we choose to not act like the world, every time we choose to act Christ-like, God sees it, we're building our character, and you are on your way to promotion. Well, can we have a praise break? Come on, let's thank the Lord for that. That's awesome. I love that. Then number four, renew your mind daily in the Word of God. You know, you knew I would say that, but we have a Bible reading plan on our website if you don't have one. There are so many out there, but it's so important that you have less of the bad news and more of the good news. Here's what I know, and here's what you know. Do you know that we have more negativity today in our world than ever before? Oh, yeah. You and I are susceptible to more negativity than ever before in my lifetime. How? Through social media. You know, before the internet, I mean, how many remember before the internet? Oh, you're old. You're really old. But I can remember before the internet. Oh, my goodness. I can remember. You've heard me tell this story. I can remember when I was growing up, television at 10 o'clock. That little round thing you had there with a buzz. At 10 o'clock, it went off. You were to go to bed, right? I mean, today you got 9,643 channels, right? We have more sources of negativity in front of us, listening to it, than ever before. So for me to do less reading my Bible, I'm setting myself up for negativity and disaster. Think about it. There's more negativity coming into our home, our car, our truck, coming on our phone, coming into our face and our ear, more negativity than ever before in the history of man because of technology. So that means you and I are going to have to offset that. And psychologists tell us for one negative statement, this is psychology now. I took enough to be dangerous in college, okay? But for one negative statement, you have to have seven positive just to offset it. So that's why you and I, we got to be in the Word every day and the Word in us. We got to be renewing our mind. Why, Pastor? Because anger, bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness starts with a thought. So if anger and bitterness and resentment, unforgiveness starts with a thought, watch this now. I'm going to do a Fred Price, turn it around. Then forgiveness starts with a thought. Forgiveness starts with a thought. So we have to renew our mind so we can recover quickly and bounce back from that hurt. Can I have an amen or an oh me? Y'all are doing so awesome. Okay, number five. Well, this is a scripture for it. I love it. Great peace have they which love your law. The law is the Bible. It's the word of God. It's the scripture. Great peace they that which love thy law. And what happens? You get strength. Nothing shall offend them. Something could offend us, but how do we get from being offended? By being in this book every day and letting this book transform us. That's how it happens. And then number five, respond the right way. I mean, you know, there's always a wrong way and a right way. I sure appreciate all of our hosts online. And if you're watching right now online and you need prayer, we have a 24-hour prayer line right now for you. We have people standing by. If you need help, you need prayer, we're here for you today. Amen. So respond the right way. There's always a right way and a wrong way. And look at the right way. Scripture, 1 Peter 4:8. Above all things, have intense, unfailing love for one another. For love covers a multitude of sin. Watch this now. Love forgives and disregards. Love forgives, and don't miss that word, disregards. Well, you don't keep talking about it. You don't keep bringing it up. You don't put it on social media. You don't keep reminding yourself of it. You disregard the offenses of others. That's the right response. Is it easy? No way. Is it right? Yes way. Amen, everybody? All right. So a right response. Hate stirs up trouble. Notice troublemakers are troublemakers because they're angry and full of hate. Where'd that come from? A hurt. Hurting people that hold on to hurts eventually hate, and they're angry and full of rage. Hate stirs up trouble, but love forgives little offenses. Whoa, praise God. Forgives all offenses. That is huge. As Josh comes out, remember the cost. This helps me forgive people. If I remember the cost, well, what's the cost? What's it going to cost me, Pastor? I mean, they did it to me. I didn't deserve it. They were in the wrong. I want to get even. I want to get back. I like to push them off the front porch and they die accidentally. I let God know it was an accident. It doesn't work that way, does it, church? Okay, so I got to remember the cost. What's the cost? Number one, it blocks my fellowship with God. It just blocks my fellowship with God. All of a sudden, I don't hear God. All of a sudden, I don't feel God. All of a sudden, I'm not in a place where I was with God because of holding on to that hurt. We all know hurt people, but we're taking it further. Hurt people hold on to their hurt, and that's why they're hurting. It blocks answers to our prayers. We can't afford this, to walk in unforgiveness. It blocks answers to my prayers. And you and I, we want our prayers answered. Amen, everybody? It blocks answers to our prayer. And then see, the word from working. It keeps the word from working. Pastor, I've never heard that before. Well, it's in Mark chapter 4, the parable of the sower sows the seed. And it says, many become offended and it chokes the word. So, you know, I don't ever want to say, I didn't get anything out of church, because that means there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with my heart. I've got a hurt that I won't let God heal it. And I'm hanging on to that hurt, and I'm hurting people, and usually the ones I love the most. So unforgiveness, holding on to an offense, will keep the word of God. I can't get new revelation. I'm living on yesterday's manna, and it's spoiling. It's not working for me today. Got to have a fresh word every day. Amen, Church on the Rock. And then blessings from the Lord. The cost is it blocks my blessings. And God wants you blessed so you can be a blessing. God is for you and not against you. It's God's will for you to walk in health His prosperity, his power, his peace, and his purpose. And it blocks that. Holding on to an offense, a grudge, what somebody did when you were in high school or college or grade school or the last job or the last church or your neighbor. I mean, last week, you know, I was out in the lobby talking to people and someone was telling me, boy, Pastor, you were right on today because my neighbor's been giving me fits. Well, you know what? Thank God for neighbors like that. Pastor, how can you say that? Because they help us grow. Amen. They help us grow. They really do. Praise God. Even though it's not fun, they help us grow. Number seven, it says they stop replaying it. If I want to forgive them, if I want to let it drop, let it go and move forward, if I want to really forgive them and change my attitude towards them, my behavior towards them, and get transformation and freedom, then I've got to stop replaying it. I got to stop talking about what my ex did. My last boss, the last church, my brother, my sister, my cousin, my nephew, my uncle. I got to stop replaying it. I got to change the way I talk about them. What's the Bible say? Pray for those. Ooh, I wish that wasn't in the Bible. Pray for those who hurt you and use you. Did you know that? Pray for those who hurt you and use you. Pastor, I like just lay hands on them. Well, so would I. And I'm not going to pray for them, Pastor. Well, I've been there. Amen. But we're supposed to pray for them, those who've used us and hurt us. And remember, it's more for you and your family than it is for them. Did it help anybody today? Give the Lord a praise for his word. Y'all are awesome. Y'all are so good. Let's stand up together. And let's just lift our hands and begin to thank God the word's working in our life. Just begin to praise him. Just begin to lift your hands. Just begin to declare that the word today is working in our life. I'll lead you in it, but you praise him right there, here and at home and outside. Father, we thank you, God, that the word is working. We thank you it will not return void. We thank you, Father, it's going to produce 30, 60, and 100-fold. We thank you, Father, that we're not only a hearer, but we're a doer of the word of God at Church on the Rock. We give you glory and honor and praise. Now, Father, in my own life, as I lead this wonderful, beautiful church and congregation here online, outside, around the world, God, search my heart. God, search all of our hearts. We open our heart. And God, if there's a hurt that I'm holding on to, God, if there is a remark, an act, something somebody did, somebody despitefully used us, they misunderstood us, they have said bad things about, God, if we have anything in our heart that shouldn't be there, God, we repent. God, we ask for forgiveness. God, we give it to you. God, right now we unload our hurt on the Lord. We give it to you. We let it go. We let it drop. It's too costly, but God, we need your help. We need the Holy Spirit. We need right now you to touch our heart. Everyone under the sound of my voice, God, touch every heart. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, one last time, can you give God a praise? Amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.